This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow launched a series of strikes on Ukraine early Monday, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Vladimir Putin says the series of strikes across Ukraine are retaliation against the Ukrainian attack on a bridge to Crimea and other attacks in Russia that he describes as terrorist actions. Putin explains the Russian military launched precision weapons from the air, sea and ground to target key energy and military command facilities. And he warns if Ukraine continues to mount terrorist attacks on Russia, Moscow's response will be tough and proportionate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It was Russia's most widespread attacks against Ukraine in months. The lethal barrage Monday against multiple cities smashed civilian targets. It killed at least 14 people, knocked out power and water, and shattered cars and buildings. Ukraine's emergency service said nearly 100 people were wounded in the morning attacks, the biggest and broadest since the war's early days. One Russian missile hit a playground in downtown Kyiv, and another struck a university building. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the attacks aim to inflict the most damage on civilians. Moscow's war in Ukraine is approaching its 8-month mark, and the Kremlin has been reeling from battlefield setbacks in areas of eastern Ukraine it's trying to annex. Again, Moscow launched a series of retaliatory attacks early Monday. Putin saying that his forces targeted key Ukrainian energy and infrastructure and military command facilities in response to Saturday's attack on a key bridge between Russia and Crimea. This is VOA News. Iranian protesters remained defiant Monday, with students staging sit-ins and some industrial workers going on strike, despite a crackdown activists say has left dozens dead and hundreds more imprisoned. Videos posted on social media show protests in the capital and other cities over recent days, with women burning headscarves and shouting slogans against the Islamic Republic. The unrest erupted more than 3 weeks ago over the death of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Iranian woman of Kurdish origin who died following her arrest by the notorious Tehran Morality Police, who enforced the strict dress rules on women, including mandatory headscarves. Venezuelans on Monday waited as rescuers searched for the more than 50 missing persons who were swept away on Saturday by devastating floods following heavy rain. Rain on Saturday night swept large tree trunks and debris from surrounding mountains southwest of Caracas, killing at least 25 people and damaging businesses and farmland. Houses, shops, and other structures in the area were fully or partially filled with mud and other debris carried by the water. Rising suicide rates among active U.S. service members have forced the Pentagon to review the military's mental health protocols, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Many service members fear coming forward, and those who do find themselves fighting through deep-rooted stigma, bureaucratic obstacles, and internal pressure to stay on the job. A 2021 study by the Cost of War Project concluded that since 9/11, four times as many service members and veterans have died by suicide as in combat. Last year, the Army issued fresh guidelines on how to handle mental health. The Pentagon has created an independent committee to review programs. At the same time, a network of military-adjacent charitable organizations has tried to fill the gaps with a variety of programs and outreach efforts. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin says forces targeted key Ukrainian energy infrastructure and military command facilities with precision weapons in retaliation for what he claimed were Kyiv's terrorist actions, including an attack Saturday on a key bridge between Russia and the annexed Crimean Peninsula. It was Russia's most widespread attacks against Ukraine in months. The lethal barrage Monday against multiple cities smashed civilian targets, killing 14 and wounding nearly 100 people in the morning attacks. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.